marijuana legalization also ushers in the return of the American hemp industry. Get the latest news from the author of Hemp Bound and Too High to Fail, Doug Fine, in our Hemp Day Hump Day update.
Well, it's almost like deja vu. Feel like we just heard that theme. Welcome back, everybody. We've got Doug Fine on the line here talking in our Hemp Day Hump Day update, and we're waiting for a call in from Morris Beagle, who'll be joining us from Northern Colorado Hemp. Welcome back, Doug.
Good to be with you always.
So can you tell us a little bit about this Northern Colorado Hemp Expo that you've been discussing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really proud of the Colorado Hemp Company. And by the way, I just got a text from Morris that he's dealing with an emergency. He's going to call in ASAP if he can while we're still talking.
In fact, we do have Morris on the line, actually. Morris, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Sorry, I've been juggling the world here the last couple of days.
Believe me, we know how it is. Morris, we appreciate you being here. And we were just asking Doug about this Northern Colorado Hemp Expo. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about it.
Well, let me introduce, if I could, this is Doug. Let me introduce Morris for a quick second, just from having worked closely with him now for 3 years. And then I'll let him take it away. Because, first of all, we're partners on his Colorado Hemp Company. Printed the hemp printed First Legal Harvest, my most recent book, and it's a tree-free publishing revolution, and it also documented the farmers whose hemp actually partly went into the book. And so we've been working together for years, and I was a speaker right after Hemp Bound came out, the previous book, at the first NoCo Hemp Expo, and watching it become this premier event at the big event center in Loveland, Colorado, is an astounding thing that echoes the growth of hemp, and Morris full-on gets it. He's been a music producer who wants to undo, he can tell you, the many thousands of pounds of CD cases that he sent to the landfill over the years, and he also is a producer and promoter who treats his talent well and runs the best possible events, and it's in year three become the go-to hemp industry events in the world.
Excellent. All right. Well, Morris, tell us all about it.
Well, man, I don't know if I can follow up that introduction there. Thanks, Doug. this is the third annual NoCo, and it has grown substantially since the first year. And it's April 1st and 2nd. It's Friday and Saturday. It was one day the previous 2 years, but because of demand and all the different educational components that can be included in it, we needed to go to 2 days, and next year we'll probably have to go to 3 days because we're already over capacity in all the vendors that we have and workshops and panels and speaker presentations. So we're really, you know, we've got 120 plus vendors. We've got over 70 speakers coming in from around the country and around the world. We're covering, virtually all critical topics of industrial hemp, nutritional hemp, the CBD side, and, the differences between the marijuana side of the business and the hemp side of the business, and, trying to address the infrastructure and getting this thing pulled off the federal schedule and being able to have a true hemp revolution here in the United States and change the world.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to that. The planet can't wait. We've got more and more states that are taking on industrial hemp. I was reading recently Alabama and Hawaii get some pretty positive bills. Morris, does this event cover the national and international spectrum of industrial hemp?
Oh, absolutely. So it's grown from a kind of a Colorado-based event the first year with some outreach to the national and international side of things. To last year, we had people from Europe and people from Canada that came and they spoke. And this year, we've got people from China and Australia and Europe and Canada. And we're talking about not just the domestic industry, but the international global industry.
As we continue to make these changes in our hemp laws, we're getting to the point where some of these states have research plots, other states are a little farther ahead, but they're still, we're still lagging behind in the post-harvest, the processing of the industrial hemp. How does the expo address those issues?
Well, several of the processors that are getting up and going that have had these pilot scale facilities like Pure Vision, Pure Hemp here in Colorado, that's a biorefinery technology. They're in the process of securing a large location to build a full-on upscaled bioreactor that can process 25 tons a day rather than the half a ton a day they can do now. There's a company in Kentucky called Sunstrand that's got a decorticating system, and they can do almost a ton a day. They can do like 5 million pounds a year, and they've got an upscale version that they're going to be putting into place here over the course of the next year in Kentucky. There's also a decorticating facility in North Carolina, industrial hemp manufacturers, David Schmidt and the Hemp Inc. people out there have got that up and ready to roll, but there's still no hemp being grown in North Carolina. And, you know, these technologies can be placed in a variety of parts of the country. You know, the biorefineries could really be placed in any place that had the acreage to support a biorefinery. So, you know, as more states come online, you'll see these technologies rolling out. The processing will be there. The extraction technology for the CBD side of the business is already there. You know, we've got, eight or 10 extractors that are going to be there. And, you know, the extraction technology from the hops industry and the essential oils industry and now the marijuana industry, I mean, that technology is there. And some of the new technologies that are coming online are going to, you know, leave some of these technologies that are, you know, prevalent in the market today, they're going to be, you know, left behind and in the dust here in the next 12 to 24 months is my guess.
Wow, no doubt about it. It's expanding rapidly and evolving even faster. And Morris, I'm wondering if folks out there in my audience would like to know more about the expo, to go online, get tickets, or just find out information. Can you give them some websites or information to help?
Yep. www.nocohempexpo.com.
NocoHempExpo.com. You heard it here first. All right, folks. We've got some questions coming in from our chat room, and this could go to either one of you, but it's addressed to Doug Fine. John wanted to know, is it incorrect that hemp doesn't cross-pollinate with high THC strains? He heard testing was showing no cross-pollination.
Correct. So when I was researching 2-Idafail, book about regenerative psychoactive cannabis, just half a decade ago, I heard and had no reason not to believe the conventional wisdom that if the federal authorities in the then more raging drug war really wanted to eradicate the Emerald Triangle cultivation market, they'd dive bomb hemp pollen.
Yeah.
Right? So the reality is you can crossbreed any different kind of cannabis if you really want to target it. But generally speaking, the deal is industrial hemp pollinates at a different time of year than psychoactive cannabis. It's a different growing season. Not only that, but it's used as a protectant from pollination on other plants. And I saw in Europe different cultivars of hemp being grown catty-corner to each other on multi-acre plots. And none of the farmers were worried about it. It was about good farming, good communication. That's all that it takes. Two farmers in Oregon last year grew adjacent hemp cannabis farm. And at NoCo, I'll have in my keynote talk a slide that's where I take a show of hands from the audience. Which one of these is the psychoactive and which one of these is the hemp? They're huge 5-plus pound plants, flowering plants, leaning into each other, hugging each other, literally loving each other. No cross-pollination. And a second farmer in Oregon also did that test last year as well. So we feel, those of us who have been preaching that it's all one plant and all the items you and I, Russ, have been talking about earlier in the segment, those of us who are preaching it, we believed it, but we didn't want to sound too sure of ourselves because people's livelihoods are at stake, and we're seeing more and more evidence on the ground and more understanding that it's one plant. And cooperation, and that's just the kind of education, by the way, we'll see at NoCo. Mars was mentioning the international region. You asked about that. Besides my keynote at State of the Hemp Industry, a member of the Drunkers family, one of the first modern hemp producers in European industry, will be there speaking. It's just an unbelievably sort of broad array of people that everybody wants to be. It's like being in a Woody Allen movie. They know that Morris is a good person, does a good job. Everybody wants to be there. And it's a place where always learn as well as teach.
I do have to interrupt our interview for just this bit of breaking news. The Senate or the House of Representatives in Pennsylvania has just passed their medical marijuana bill, 149-43. It heads back to the Senate for a concurrent vote, and then will go before the governor to sign it into law, as he says he will. That would make Pennsylvania the 24th medical marijuana state. Sorry for the interruption. Just wanted to make sure we got that breaking news out before the end of the hour. Doug, before we wrap up here at the top of the hour, I want to give you the chance to let people know. I mean, you mentioned it briefly. You'd be at UNGAS in New York. I'm planning on heading there as well. Can you give people just a rundown of where they might catch up with you if they want to meet you in person and get a book signed?
Oh, I appreciate you mentioning that. So, yeah, NoCo April 1st and 2nd in Colorado. And let's see, I've got Sterling College in Vermont coming up in May. Oh, but that was skipping ahead. April 19th to 21st, UNGAS. I'm psyched to see you there, Russ. I hope we can potentially do a segment there. Besides, I have media accreditation. Besides the coverage I'm going to be doing, I'm also participating in a number of panels, and I'll be updating folks on that. I've testified before the United Nations already leading up to UNGAS. All that information, videos of the previous testimony, and all the events are on my website at dougfine.com, and I couldn't be more excited about that. It's going to be spring is just a busy time of year because we're prepping for planting and projects in Oregon, Colorado, Vermont. There's a teeny, teeny part of me that's almost relieved that my state of New Mexico didn't get it together this year, because it would have been maybe a little too much to document. But then again, my goats outside my office window right now, Russ and Morris, are eagerly awaiting homegrown hemp protein cake, so sooner the better.
I'm sure they are. Doug Fine is the author of Hemp Bound and Too High to Fail, and one of the nation's leading experts on industrial hemp. Morris Beagle from Northern Colorado Hemp Expo, and it was the Colorado Hemp Company. Did I get that right?
Correct.
All right. Yep. Thank you guys so much for joining us today for this extended Hemp Day Hump Day update. That's all the time we've got for today, because there is a camera crew here from CBS 5 in Phoenix that wants to talk to me. So we're only going to do an hour today. You're going to get a replay of Toker Talk Radio coming up in the next hour. But stay tuned. 5 o'clock Pacific, we've got live Stoner Jesus coming to you. And then at 6 o'clock, the next episode of the Tommy Chong Podcast, exclusively here on CannabisRadio.com. For everyone here in Scottsdale at Cannabis Radio headquarters, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, Tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you